From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Did four major banks target minorities for high-risk mortgages in Miami Gardens? Well, that's what the city is alleging in a lawsuit. Miami Gardens argues that J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Bank of America violated the Fair Housing Act by targeting minorities with predatory lending. Lance Dixon is covering the story for the Miami Herald. He tells us that Miami Gardens says the actions of these banks hurt the city as a whole.
Because of the multiple foreclosures, they had to use city resources in order to improve the neighborhoods where these multiple foreclosed homes were. They claim affected their property values, and so they lost that revenue as well.
Miami and Los Angeles have filed similar lawsuits. The banks deny any wrongdoing, but they have settled similar cases in the past for hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, the U.S. men's national soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup yesterday, but one thing that may soften the loss for many South Floridians is that a number of Latin American teams are still holding steady. Mauricio Dominguez was watching the match at the Coral Gables Ale House yesterday. He was wearing an American flag as a cape and looked crestfallen at the end of the match.
They should have had it. They almost did, but they came up just a little bit short.
The final eight World Cup teams include perennial powerhouses like Brazil and Argentina, but also Cinderella stories like Costa Rica and Colombia. Dominguez was born in the United States but grew up in Colombia, and he says his dual allegiance may be a blessing or a curse.
Well, it definitely helps, but sometimes it's twice the heartbreak and none of the benefits, so you never know.
The World Cup continues on Friday, July 4th, when France will face Germany and Brazil will take on Colombia. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.